Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, it is the New York Yankees, BT, getting eliminated last night. I'm shocked that it happened in the way that it did. I mean, look, it's baseball. Anything could happen. You just heard from Susan Waldman. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. She is fantastic. You know, we have a bunch of spots on throughout the course of whatever, since we've been doing the show together. Yeah. Nobody texts me more. I get a much bigger response to Susan than anybody else, even with A-Rod.
Yeah.
People just light my phone up. Susan was great. We love her with
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, I get a lot of that, too. It's funny you say
that.
I got
to go to lunch with you guys.
Yeah. I just got a few tweets. I hate the Yankees, but I love Susan. Oh, I got a few of those, too.
She is the freaking best, so we love her. Anyway, in case you missed it, she was great, giving some great insight on the Yankees. After they fall to the Blue Jays, they go home yet another year. Way too early. Haven't won a World Series since 2009. 16 years, longest drought in their franchise history between titles, BT. And it's the same old stuff as far as the Yankees. To me, the roster construction being built the incorrect way, and you saw that flat out where the Blue Jays are built totally differently. They hit the ball all over the place. The Yankees rely on the home run, the power, and that was nowhere to be found in the series.
Rinse and repeat, Sal. We could literally flash back to the last, you know, more than half a decade, even beyond that for sure, when the Yankees get bounced and, you know, even before you and I started working and even when I was doing the National down the hole and I wasn't here, whomever was in this studio and the rest of the FAN studios, I promise you the conversation was the same. They're not built the right way. Cashman's got to go. I don't know if I believe in Boone. Do they have enough? Not enough lefty hitters. Don't catch the baseball. Now they have too many lefty hitters. Strike out too much.
Yeah, right now it's too many lefty hitters.
It's ridiculous. And the funny thing is, when Susan said, you know, maybe Bellinger could catch you, that would be a fourth lefty.
Yeah, right.
Another lefty catcher. Obviously being facetious, but the biggest takeaway for me is that I did all the ranting and the raving and the yelling. I got that out in the first part of the show here. Free Odyssey app if you guys want to check that out. A pissed off Yankee fan. It's one thing to lose. It's another thing to lose the same way over and over. And that just tells me again that there will be no awakening or no recalibrations where it matters from Hal on down. Expect the same stuff.
The thing that Yankee fans have wanted the most in recent years that was on full display with the Blue Jays. A team that can put the bat on the ball. Again, I didn't think Toronto have enough pitching, so I was wrong there. And I did think the Yankees would. You know, the Blue Jays were the last place team in the division a year ago. The Blue Jays almost got caught by the Yankees, even though the Yankees didn't have a great regular season. So there was reason to believe, from my perspective, why I thought the Yankees could get by Toronto or would get by Toronto in this series. The Blue Jays showed me something. They showed some toughness. Even after coughing up that game in Game 3, they responded. But that's a team that Yankee fans would like to see. A guy like Clement, Susan mentioned Clement. We mentioned him earlier, right? You look at Ernie Clement. Look at his numbers this year, BT. Ernie Clement's numbers. He hit .277.
Mm-hmm.
He had 6 stolen bases. 9 home runs and 50 RBI.
How many at-bats?
35 doubles. He had 588 plate appearances, 545 at-bats. You'd look at that.
It's a lot of doubles.
You'd look at that. Yankee fans would look at that and be like,
yeah? Yeah, I know.
And then look at Jazz's numbers, which has 30 homers and 30 steals and bat flips galore.
He hit 230.
Which player would you rather have on your team?
It's funny. For 1 through 162, I'd probably want to have Jazz. And when it really matters, then the pitching's better and the defense tightens up and the managers are better, you want a kid like they have.
The Blue Jays are built the right way. The Yankees are not. The roster construction's an issue. Obviously, they didn't get good performance from their high-priced pitchers, whether it be Fried or Rodon. So a lot of issues to go around. But unfortunately, it's the same old story. And when people say, well, they need change Cashman or Boone, you know, dating back to years. I remember, for me, it was 2021. You could say whatever year it was. Mm-hmm. It was not that I don't think Cashman's smart or not a good baseball guy or he doesn't know what he's doing. It's that sometimes you just need to change. The same way Brian Cashman told us that they just needed to change from Joe Girardi to Aaron Boone is the same way that I was saying for years they just needed to change and have a different philosophy. They haven't. They're not going to. And they don't believe that anything's wrong. And they'll say 94 wins. We almost won the division anyway. Maybe that could have changed everything. Mm-hmm. Maybe a ball bounces one way or another. Who knows? But nothing is going to change until the organizational philosophy changes.
We all know this, and that's why it's really just beating the drum. It's just it's never the same. It's just never a different song. I'm really frustrated. But you know, back to Toronto for one sec. Like, think about, not that we thought Scherzer would have a big year, or you know, Bassett would be better, but not amazing. They didn't even make the roster for the divisional series here. You know, two arms Toronto counted on. Santander, you know, who's a switch hitter with power and he usually bangs, you know, a bunch of home runs against the Yankees. He missed the majority of the season. That was their big offseason ticket. After they resigned Vladdy and a brief mm-hmm. flirtation with Pete Alonso. So think about the things that they did or how, from Toronto's perspective, what they envisioned they would be coming into the year. Santander, 35 home runs, barely played. Bassett, it's terrible. Sure, I know, but Scherzer in the rotation, didn't even make the roster. But yet they had the inner workings that enough ball players, guys who could catch it, run, bat to ball skill, and they beat the Yankees.
You know what I'm fascinated to see? How you Savage does in the next round, whether it's against the Mariners or Tigers. Let's see if he mows down those teams the way that he did the Yankees.
He'll mow down the Tigers. I don't know if he'll mow down Seattle. I don't like the Tigers lineup too much.
And I'm not even sure who's now they got to go to Seattle, but Scooble's pitching.
I know.
That's an interesting game five right there with those two teams. Not that we care anymore because the New York teams are obviously out of it, but just showing you that, is it your Savage? Is it the Toronto pitching? Or is it the Yankees offense that was the disappointment yet again? BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Shane is in Miami, Florida. What's up, Shane?
Sal, BT, what's up, fellas? First time calling in, man. I'll watch you guys on YouTube. You guys are great.
Nice.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Energy. Love it.
BT, how depressing it is to be a Yankees fan, bro.
I never thought we'd say that.
Try being a Mets fan, it's worse.
It's really miserable because you're no longer stunned. I am surprised they didn't hit. But, Shane, you almost become numb to the stuff. The early exits, I know last year they got to the World Series, but falling short, complaining, nothing changing. It's the same song and dance.
Yeah, man. I just want to touch base. Our wait on this call, by the way. So I want to touch base on a couple of things before you let me go.
Go ahead.
So at the end of the season, I mean, I think the Yankees were doomed by not winning the division. I really think they just exhausted themselves literally trying to win a division. I mean, they won almost every game down the stretch and ended up what tying with the Jays, and then they exhausted themselves just to get past the Red Sox. I just think, you know, it could have been a different series had they won. Mm-hmm. I think that the Yankees could have, I think they had a better team. I think they would have beat Toronto had they won the division and wouldn't have exhausted themselves.
We'll never know.
Stretch,
well, you know, yeah, maybe. But I also think that there's something to be said, Shane. I remember saying this to Sal, where, you know, when you are playing for 2 months and you have to be so locked in because of a hole that you put yourself in, you're more playoff ready in the eyes of some. Now, maybe you're a little more tired. You exert more energy during those 60 games trying to make up ground and catch a divisional leader like they were trying to catch Toronto. But I actually thought that the Yankees were in a good mental and physical spot coming into the playoffs, and here we are. It's over.
Sadly, Shane, and we'll let you continue here. I think if they played this series 10 times, Yankees win one. Like, I just think the Blue Jays, unfortunately, the Blue Jays are just better.
Yeah, I hear you. A little bit about the game last night. You know, I would have loved to see. I'm not going to bat. I've been a Boone basher, but the players lost that series, not Boone. But I would have liked to have seen them walk Vlad in the first. Maybe could have saved a run. I would have liked to have seen Schlitt field that ball in the fifth or sixth.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen someone let a ball go thinking it's going to be, I'd rather go for the double play. That game could have been 1-0 Yankees in the seventh inning.
He was thinking too much on that play, though. I know what he was thinking. You shouldn't be thinking. Yeah. The ball was right there. Mm-hmm. Like, you weren't going to deflect it. You were going to grab it. Yeah.
And then moving forward, man, one more point about moving forward and then a little bit of blame game and I'm done. Okay. But moving forward, I would love to see them sign Bichette. I think he would be a great shortstop for the Yankees, and I would love to see them sign Bellinger. They obviously have a top four, arguably the best top four rotation they've had since the early 2000s with Cole coming back. Yep. So work on the bullpen. Would love to see them sign Bichette. You got Cabbie signed to 2029. He's an awesome Swift knife guy. And then one thing about the Yankees organization, you want to put a little blame game on. Kerry Miller, Bleacher Report, had a really nice article yesterday talking about how the Yankees are just completely wasting Judge's career. He's arguably the best right-handed hitter of our lifetime, WRC plus through the age of 33. Babe, Ted, and Judge. Mm. And 1999 through 2013, the Yankees had the number one payroll every year. Since 2013, they've had the number one payroll once, and the value of the Yankees has doubled from $3.5 billion to $7 billion.
Here's the one thing, and thank you for the call. Good stuff. We appreciate you being a loyal listener and viewer on YouTube and holding on. The spending does not mean you're going to win the most. The Blue Jays didn't have to have the highest payroll. They just built a better team. So I wouldn't look at the Yankees and say, well, Hal's not doing enough. They're not spending it enough. And I wouldn't even say that they're not spending it wisely necessarily. They're not constructed the right way, and that is by design. They built this team. They want guys that are going to hit the ball out of the ballpark. That's how they built it. And to me, that's a flawed philosophy, not to mention the way that they're not developing the younger players. That is broken. Whatever's going on there, it's not working. It's been proved.
Listen, if you want to yell at Hal for not spending money, I think you're missing the mark. I don't think that's fair. It's provable. It's just not accurate. If you want to get on Hal for what seems to be an unending threshold of tolerance for losing the same way, that's what you should focus on.
Yeah, 100%. Frank is calling from Cedar Grove. What's up, Frank?
Frankie.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
What's up?
My original call is like where I feel our disappointment lies. But a quick point on roster construction. I think Jazz got to go. He's a loser. We can't win with him. If you want to move Volpe back, that's fine. We desperately need a competent right-handed bat. I think that's Bregman. You can put him at short until Lombard comes up, push him over back to third. He does it in the playoffs. He's done it to us plenty of times. I think you need that with Judge. But ultimately, my call comes back to why are we so disappointed? And I think it comes back to 2017. We were on the doorstep. Mm. And in Cashman's words, we were ahead of schedule. And since then, we've been stagnant. You know, if you gave him truth serum, I think he would admit we are on the verge of winning one, if not multiple championships. The fans felt it. I think we all thought that was going to happen. And in 8 years, we have the only thing that has progressed is Judge. As a team, besides last year, we have gone backwards. And I think that ultimately is why it's so disappointing today that we're still not ahead of 2017.
Frank,
you talked about we need to change. You know, Girardi left. I think it's just time for a change for sake of change. Mm.
Correct. Frank, I think you just made an excellent point because I felt that every year. I've told you this. Every year since 2017, I'm like, they're going to win the World Series. They're going to win the World Series. The one thing I didn't like, and you can date the poor roster construction back to this, was when they traded for Giancarlo Stanton. And don't come at me, people, well, look at the numbers. Look at playoff G. Look at what he's done. They didn't need him. It was a mistake at the time. They had their superstar power right-handed masher in Aaron Judge. You didn't need to get a redundant player. And that was when Stanton could play the field. Yeah. It's obviously only gotten worse since then. That move was the wrong move for the roster construction of this team. It has been a roadblock for years since then. Not to mention that Stanton himself is never healthy and can't run the bases and can't play the field. Like, so the financial roadblock and then the roster position roadblock, think of the other players you could have had in lieu of Stanton over the years. That, to me, was the shift mm-hmm. in where it was in 2017 when they decided to go get Giancarlo Stanton.
I got to take the L, and I have. I've said that for years now. I was very appealed. I'm like, oh, my God, look at these two superheroes. I was very intrigued by the combination of Stanton and Judge going bonkers. But I was also motivated by the belief that, well, you know, if Stanton doesn't age well and, you know, he's done a little bit before we thought, Yanks will eat some money. Yanks will keep spending. They do spend, but they've curtailed it a little bit. So they haven't been able to circumvent the erosion of his physical play, number one. And the last caller made a lot of great points. The only thing that I would push back very aggressively on, last thing he said, change for change sake. I think that that's, and I don't mean this at him, I just think that's an idiotic philosophy because it's missing the mark. Like, just to change without dealing in possible repercussions. Listen, Boone's not Miller Huggins, I've said that. But he's good. And you could get the wrong guy in here who can't handle the media, can't keep a locker room together to change just to change. I'm not doing that.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls when we come back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We've got the Power Up, which we do every Thursday at 12:40. So we'll have our power rankings as we go around the NFL. Do that in a little while. I do think the biggest... I mean, look, we go around the Yankees, around the diamond, what they would do. I do think the biggest question mark is going to be what they do with Volpe. Like, do you have, there are other issues, and you can say, all right, they're going to bring Bellinger back, sure, whatever. How are you going to configure the outfield? Shortstop is such a huge thing. Volpe's such a young kid and under contract. Like, that's a major decision for Cashman to be doubling and tripling down on Volpe to where we're at now with Anthony Volpe.
Yep.
Like, what do you do with him? There's probably zero trade value, right?
Yeah, he's at his lowest trade.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure somebody would take him, but you're not getting anything of value back.
No, which is why you wouldn't trade him.
Right, because you're giving up a player with potential and under control.
Yeah.
Can you justify running him back out there again to start the year next year?
If he earns it. What I don't think you can justify anymore is having Anthony Volpe show up in Tampa in February as the unquestioned starting shortstop.
Right.
We're past that. Like, there's got to be at least some movement in a direction where, and listen, maybe it's Caballero, who's obviously under control and under,
I mean,
you know, no, I'm saying at least he's on the roster. Yeah. I mean, before
Caballero, I love him coming off the bench. I think that makes you, you know, he's an elite bench player. his speed, his versatility.
I'm not saying it's the answer. I'm not saying Caballero's a starting shortstop on a World Series team. I'm not saying that at all. But like even before Caballero got here, there was nothing even remotely viable enough to push Volpe like Caballero theoretically could. So you create a competition. You go old school, and you got to earn it. This is still okay in sports, you know? It's still okay to show up and outperform the other guy. And if you do, then you get to play. And if you don't, then you get to sit. So I really think that at this point, Sal, everything's going to be on the table. And I think, at least with this, the Yankees will be smart enough to know that. Now, they might say we believe in them, and on some levels they probably still do. I do not think under any circumstance that we are sitting here in February and it's Volpe. There's no doubt. Nobody else. That's number one. And I also think that if he looks that way next year, he's in the minors. I think that they would finally do that.
Yeah, I mean, it might be too little too late.
It could be.
At this point. But if your plan is then, all right, we'll still give Volpe a shot, then that means you're not going out and getting a big shortstop.
Unless you want to trade Jazz and punt Volpe over to second, and then get Bichette.
Well, now we're talking.
Now we're
getting to a different realm.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit me, by the way.
Yes.
Who's to say the Yankees maybe couldn't trade for Francisco Lindor? I mean, that's a major, obviously.
I mean, who would you even want? I mean, forget about the money. Suspend the reality, like the roadblocks of money. Who would you even want?
Ben Rice? That's a quick answer.
That's a starting point, obviously. You're going to have to get
more than
Ben
Rice. You're taking off the money.
Yeah.
I mean, Lindor, for the Yankees trying to win now with Aaron Judge. Now, again, this is just a total hypothetical.
Imagine if he's my shortstop after all that stuff. Hey, what a lefty hitter, man. Let's go.
Think about it this way, though. So to your point, unless they move him to second, and then that would be a big change because then you'd be moving on from Jazz, which I'm fine with.
Me too.
But that's a big move. McMahon, also under contract.
Two more years, $16 million a year. I'm fine with that. Oh. But you got to get a few more sticks with contact because he's a swing and miss guy and he's going to hit 225.
But that's, so therein lies the problem. Like, you've got guys under contract.
Mm-hmm.
That, not that they're going to be impossible to move, but what do you do with them?
Well,
are we sure? Like, would you rather have McMahon as your third baseman or Bregman?
I mean, of course, I'd rather have Bregman.
Okay, but so then what do you do with McMahon? Just dump him, cut him, whatever. I mean,
can you? I don't think Bregman could play short. Last call, no, I'm not putting him there in a pinch short, like a little weekend series if somebody's banged up. No, he's not playing shortstop at this age every night. I think it's a little overstated. I don't know what they'll do, but I think it's overstated how little flexibility the Yankees have. Think about this. Goldschmidt gone, so you can do whatever you want at first base. You can let Ben Rice work all winter
and
become functional.
They're gonna do.
Me too. You could trade Jazz, and he's not even making massive money. He's going to arbitration. Yeah. I think he's probably going to be in that $13 to $15 million threshold, which is good.
And he'll have value.
Yeah, no question. But you can move on from him. Volpe's making peanuts. Now he's got to play better, but the money, so that's not a deterrent. So the urgency's not quite there. Wells is not making a lot of money. You could let Bellinger go if you wanted to. I don't think they do, and I certainly wouldn't. Grisham, goodbye. You're not going to bring him back. Judge is the man.
Maybe sign Real Muto, right-handed hitting catcher, to compliment Wells.
I think he's done as a hitter. Oh, that's different. Okay, that's a little different.
Well, I'm not saying you got to be the everyday catcher, but he's a veteran.
Or let Wells DH as a lefty and let Real Muto catch. He's a better catcher.
Whatever, that's what I'm saying. So just like, they need Susan just mentioned it.
The righty stick.
Yeah.
I know they did.
And I would like a high character guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to sign a veteran right-handed catcher. Real Muto's as good as it gets. I know he's not prime Real Muto.
No, he can run a little bit. Yeah. He's got a little pop. Do you think, listen, we could say, and we could exchange ideas, and this will keep going on, and then eventually the Mets will be coming into the conversation about their offseason. So we'll do it all for you. Sal and I have a blast with this for the next couple of months. But no matter what we say, do you think that the Yankees are, this is the money question?
I don't. I don't think they're thinking, I think that, I don't know this. I would bet that they're like, no, Jazz, we love Jazz. We're good with Jazz. Oh, we like McMahon at third base, and our defense is going to be better. And we have him for a full year in Yankee Stadium. He'll hit 25, 30 home runs.
Yeah, which he probably will, but he probably still at 220.
I don't know what they're thinking about Volpe, but I would bet that there's no way they're going to trade him because the value is squat right now.
Yep.
They're probably not going to go out and sign a big shortstop. I mean, dude, I don't know. I think they're thinking maybe Lombard, maybe more Dominguez, maybe Spencer Jones. I think that's the realm that the Yankees are thinking. Bellinger does have to be back. I would assume that that's the case.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I would not think that it's going to be major change. Why would I think it's going to be major changes when it hasn't been?
That's true. I didn't think it was going to be a big deal, and I didn't in real time. It bothered me. We talked about, maybe not sprinting the first couple of steps, and then Jazz, whatever. Before that, with the interview with his back turned to the reporters, which was completely amateur hour and childish, but I did not think there was an issue with Boone and Jazz, and I don't really think that there's necessarily an issue, but I got to tell you, I'm watching the press conference last night, Boone, post-game, And one thing about Aaron is that he protects his players, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes to a fault where people get annoyed at that, where be a little more real. Like, all right, you went 0 for 4, but you didn't have like he just makes it seem sometimes better than it really is. But that's also him insulating and protecting players, which is a strength. But last night when he was talking about Jazz and he was asked about that play, he didn't give him the parachute cord. He said, you got to make that play. You got to catch the ball.
Good. He's right.
Which tells me, I think that he, for him to say that and kind of go against his usual MO, I think the Yankees could be done with Jazz. Honestly, internally and inwardly, I think they might be fed up. And he's a good player, but I don't think he's incredibly reliable.
He's a talented athlete. He's a talented player.
Yes, maybe a better way to say it.
Yeah,
I know where you're going.
No, I'm not saying he's bad. Like, we talked about this. We were texting about this last night. Like, he's got electric talent, which is, that's what, wow, look at that speed and look at that skill. To me, I don't know if I'd say good player. I would say a losing player with not the right mindset. I don't even care about the yawning nonsense, but just the whole total package. He's a little bit of a better version of Gleyber Torres to me as far as the talent goes, 30 homers, 30 steals. Gleyber didn't have – offensively, Gleyber I would trust as a better player.
Yeah.
But just overall, Jazz, more athletic, more exciting player to watch. I think those similar vein to Gleyber where I just look at him as a player that's not – all there.
The difference, though, with Gleyber versus Jazz, and this is where the evaluation gets a little tough, is that Jazz flies, man.
That's what I'm saying.
The stress that he puts on defense and when he's locked in. I'm going to give you an old name from the Knicks, and I'm going to give you a comparison here, and very similar. And it's ironic because the player I'm about to mention, number one, I love, and he went on to do good things and became a winner. But when he was here, he was sloppy, even though he was fun. To me, Jazz is a young Jamal Crawford. Jazz out and Jamal.
I never loved Crawford.
What I'm saying. He was fun, but he didn't win. To your point, you said Jazz not a winner. Yeah. I don't disagree. Jamal was always like yo-yoing with the showboat dribble and jacking up 20-something shots.
Highly skilled.
He'd get some points, but he'd shoot 41% overall, 32% from downtown. In a lot of ways, so like when Jamal would look good, he would look amazing. When Jazz looks good, Jazz looks amazing. What about the other times when you just got to make the basic play? I don't trust him.
Or put the bat on the ball in a big spot, all right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With that, we have the week six, or heading into week six, NFL power rankings. This was a difficult one for me, BT. A lot of the top teams took an L last week. Not that that automatically means you're going to drop them down or off of it, but for me, a lot of parity in the league and some teams that it may surprise you here with my list. This is an unorthodox, basically totally different list than I've had the first 5 weeks. All right, I'll start.
Yeah.
Number five, I got the 49ers on there. An impressive win against the Rams. Nobody gave them a chance last Thursday night. They have been banged up beyond belief here. Still 4-1 on the year. Two division road wins against two teams that I think are pretty darn good, in the Seahawks and the Rams, and they're not even healthy yet. So I have to have the Niners on there. An impressive start through 5 weeks for them, 4-1. The 49ers are number five for me.
I like it. You're right. I'm going to have to juggle this thing up a little bit here. There's no more undefeated teams. Eagles and the Bills, obviously, were 1-2 for me. They both lost here. Number five, I didn't think I'd consider this team at all. I'm going Jaguars. The Jaguars have back-to-back wins against your 49ers, who I thought about as well, and Kansas City. Now, Kansas City's a losing team, but, you know, to win, even though that game was in Jacksonville, to beat Mahomes and show some growth there the way they did it, I never thought I'd see this, and I'm not sure if they stay there, though they do have a couple of winnable games coming up. The Jaguars, number five.
Yeah, Jags were actually a tough omission for me. I'd be curious to see the rest of your list. I couldn't put the Jags on there if I wasn't going to put the Colts on there, and I'm not putting the Colts on there. Now, you could argue that they should be. Mm. I mean, based on their point differential, the way that they've played, they did beat Denver, who you know is going to be on my list. It's just a matter of where they were. I had Denver last week, obviously, with their big win over the Eagles. I'm going to have them up here. But I couldn't justify, but I mean, not far off. You could make an argument for Jacksonville, for Indianapolis. I made mine for the Niners. All right, you go Jacksonville, number five. I have number four, the Bills, dropping down. They were the top seed for a while. Then they were number two, I think, behind the Lions the last couple weeks for my power rankings. Like, you lose to a division team at home. I know the Patriots are better. I know they're good. The Bills, if you look at who they've beaten here, the Ravens are awful. So what I thought the Ravens were, I was proven incorrect. They are terrible, and it's not just because Lamar Jackson got hurt, because they were losing before he got hurt. They beat the Ravens, the Jets, the Dolphins, the Saints. Arguably, four of the, maybe not even arguably, record-wise, four of the worst teams in the NFL. And then they lose to the one competent team that they played at home in a division game. They're lucky they're still on the list. I have the Bills at number four.
Same, so do I. I've got them in the same spot. And I had them, you know, 1-2 for most of the season. Yeah. You know, I love them. I think my confidence has been dented a little bit here. You know, I remember one thing, saying one thing last week where, and it worried me, but I thought that they would handle the Pats. And they didn't. Too often during all of their stretches, even wins against teams that really aren't that good, as you identified, there were long stretches where they just didn't, they didn't play well. Like, they just, yeah, I'm talking about like multiple quarters where they didn't look good. You get clipped by those Pats, and even the wins, Miami and the Saints, they didn't destroy them. You held them off. You held off Miami. You held off the Saints. Didn't cover the big number against the Saints. Not that I'm really incorporating gambling into this. I'm not. But the Bills just look a little different than I thought they would. Number four for me.
Yeah, this one to me was difficult, and I'm sure you would have an issue with this and maybe some other people, but I'm going to put them up there. I've been hesitating to put them on my list, and maybe the question is why are they so high. I have the Bucs at number three. That was one hell of a win on the road in Seattle. I mean, look at their record. They've been banged up themselves. Baker Mayfield, I mean, I wish he were the quarterback of one of these two New York teams. He is a guy that we would absolutely love in this town. Look at what Todd Bowles has done with the defense there. They can run the football. Again, banged up beyond belief. You saw it in the Jet game where they were banged up. I thought the Jets were going to win that game. They almost did. But the Bucs, 4-1 start, BT, doing it in different ways. I know it hasn't been overly impressive, but if you factor everything in, and that to me is a very, very quality win in Seattle, the way that they did that, I have to put the Bucs on there. I have them at number three right now.
I mean, listen, are we cheating off each other? Tampa, me.
Wow!
I got him. Baker Mayfield right now, if you know, it's about value with some betting here. You want to throw a couple of bucks on Baker to win the MVP? I think now's the time to do it, because I think the odds are going to get shorter as the year goes on. He's got 1,300 yards, 10 touchdowns, one pick, and doing what MVPs do. He's got four game-winning drives, four of them, man. They are well-coached. I mean, Evans has been banged up. Godwin's been banged up. They've had some injuries, too. We don't even, like, really factor that in, but they're still winning. And this guy's gumption, you're right. If he played here, we would love him. We would love him. Josh Allen, just to pay this off, plus 150. He's the shortest. Mahomes at plus 500. Baker, number three.
I wonder.
Plus 650 for the MVP odds right now.
I wonder how we match up here with these top two. We definitely have one same team.
I love one team more than you, so I'm going to guess the team that's two for me is not even on your list.
Probably. And I love one team, and I'm not sure you're there yet. I'm going to go number two, the Broncos, who beat the Eagles last week. I told you about Denver. I know that it was a late comeback for them and not overly impressive. Still, a win on the road in Philadelphia, even with a down Philly team, that was an impressive win for still a young Bronco team, but their defense has been swarming. They've coughed up a couple of games specifically to the Colts. They should have won that game, and the Colts have been dominant otherwise outside of that. So I think the Broncos are going to get stronger as the year goes on. The next two opponents for Denver, the Jets Sunday, the Giants after that, Dallas. I think Denver right now is about to take off. That was a huge win for them on the road against the champion. Sean Payton has coached his rear end off there. I like the way Bo Nix plays. They have weapons running the football, throwing the football, and obviously the defense. I got the Denver Broncos number two on my list.
I give you credit. You've been on them for a minute. You know, I was like, yeah, really? Denver? You know, yeah, well, listen, I don't have them on my list, but I see why you have them. I'm going to stick with Philly. I know what happened. I get it. I don't like it. And they have not looked the part all year. I mean, ignoring Saquon is one of the dumbest things you could possibly do. So you would imagine that Saquon's going to go, you know, get a lot moving forward here. The passing offense is completely inconsistent and statistically broken, like 29th and 30th in multiple passing categories here. Listen, it's not full faith in Philly. It's probably not quite all the way there yet with Tampa. And on the Commanders, Jaden's been hurt. Some other thing. I like Green Bay. I don't love them. This is not about me saying Philly's amazing. It's more about a state of the NFC, but I've got Philly number two.
If obviously a tough omission for me, but I think they're about to go in the opposite direction. I think they're vulnerable tonight. We'll see. We'll see if they bounce back in a big way and destroy the Giants. Talent-wise, they should. Historically, they have destroyed the Giants. Giants haven't won a division game in years or whatever. It's been eight straight, as Gordon Damer said before. So it should be a mismatch. They're 7.5-point favorites on the road. I just don't think Philly... I think this could be more we saw a couple years ago where everything was in question there. Sirianni, Hurts, Brown, some issues. Barkley hasn't been the same this year. Not his fault, but just not feeding them the ball. I think there are some deep issues with Philly. So a tough omission, but I left them off my list, the Jaguars and the Colts. And the number one team would be the Lions. I said this a couple weeks ago. I think they're about to take off as well. They've been playing. Goff is on another level. Forget even the opponents. They're squashing them for the most part. And I do think that their defense is better than it was a year ago. However, their next two games, maybe even three games, actually.
What do they have again?
Well, okay, let me give you their upcoming schedule. Yep. Sunday night at Kansas City.
All right. Now, that's going to be fun. That's right, at KC.
Kansas City's got to win this football game. They're at home. Like, Kansas City has to win it. Their season could be on the line here.
They would be 2-4 at that point, right?
Detroit doesn't have to win the game, obviously, because of where they're at. Yeah, Kansas City has struggled to start this year. They're 2-3 right now after a tough loss to the Jaguars, as you mentioned before. But I like the Lions. I would like them in this game. I just think that they're the best team in football. And you look at their schedule coming up here, it's going to get tough for Detroit. So maybe we'll learn more about them and just, in fact, how good they are. After the Chiefs Sunday night, they got the Bucs at home, Vikings at home, at the Commanders, at the Eagles.
That's a tough road. Wow, yeah.
But I think they're the best team in football. We'll see.
I got them there as well. I mean, listen, you know, for me to have Detroit, and I think this is only the second time I've had them number one. I think what happens, and then we're all guilty of this, when something amazing happens in week one, we kind of overstate it. Positively, when something a little wacky happens, like, maybe this team's not as good, how they lose. And then we kind of hang on to that. It's almost like we harbor like this lack of trust for something we believed in coming in if our eyes tell us something different at week one. So I held on to that week one loss.
I did.
I admit it. I absolutely did. And listen, we talked about this, the offensive linemen, the coaching staff that they lost, even though obviously Campbell's still there. Nobody else is undefeated, and they have looked really good. And they're not undefeated, obviously, so it's not like I can say this team is. And put them one. But the last four games, they have found themselves, and I think Detroit's the best team in football.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.